This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A U.S. government shutdown is looking inevitable for Sunday as the Senate and House of Representatives remain at odds over the size of its budget for the next 12 months. Meantime, State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said on Thursday that the U.S. State Department has been conducting contingency planning in case of a government shutdown this weekend.
We continue to work through that planning in the coming days to make decisions about what functions are essential, what functions are essential to national security that cannot be suspended even in the case of a shutdown, and what functions, unfortunately, do have to be suspended.
House of Representatives Republicans, led by a small faction of hardline conservatives, have rejected spending levels for fiscal year 2024, set in a deal that Speaker Kevin McCarthy negotiated with President Joe Biden in May. Republicans make up the majority in the House. Former U.S. President Donald Trump suffered another legal setback in the New York State civil case over his business practices. We get more on the story from the AP's Norman Hall.
A state appeals court has rejected the former president's bid to delay a civil trial of the fraud lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The judge handling that case ruled that Trump's company committed years of fraud. The state's intermediate appellate court has cleared the way for Judge Arthur Engoron to preside over a non-jury trial starting Monday. Trump is listed among dozens of possible witnesses. Tuesday's fraud ruling threatens to upend Trump's real estate empire and force him to give up prized New York properties such as Trump Tower, a Wall Street office building, golf courses, and a suburban estate. He has denied all wrongdoing. I'm Norman Hall.
And for details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Local officials say that a car bombing hit a meat market in central Somalia, killing 6 people, wounding 14 others. Thursday's bombing was the third attack of the day in the volatile East African country. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack in Bolobird in the Hiran region, or 2 earlier attacks where no injuries were reported. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday said relations between Russia and South Sudan were developing intensively. We get more on that story from VOA's Kim Lewis.
Speaking at a meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir in Moscow, Putin noted Russia was one of the first countries to recognize the sovereignty and independence of South Sudan. Kiir said he was happy for the warm welcome and stressed that he was in Moscow as an opening to work together in the future.
I'm happy for the warm welcome that has been given to us with my delegation.
The meeting took place as the Kremlin seeks more allies amid the military campaign in Ukraine. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Israel's high court heard a challenge to a law that makes it harder to remove President Benjamin Netanyahu from office. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The hearing is one of several court challenges against a government bid to restructure the country's justice system. Outside the Supreme Court, Netanyahu supporters blow horns and chant against the attempt to block the president's plan. However, inside, Eliad Shraga, the chairman of one of the groups challenging Netanyahu's bill, told the AP it's essential the president doesn't get his way.
They bailed him, a golden cage that he will be protected from. From justice.
Netanyahu's governing coalition passed an amendment which allows a prime minister to be deemed unfit to rule only for medical or mental health reasons. I'm Karen Chamas.
A second powerful storm in less than a month hammered parts of central Greece Thursday, sweeping away roads, smashing bridges, and flooding thousands of homes. The storm called Elias caused extensive flooding in the central city of Volos and left hundreds stranded in nearby mountain villages. Bad weather early this month struck the same area, killing 16 people and causing more than $2 billion in damage to farms and infrastructure. And Taiwan's president launched the self-governing island's first domestically made submarine Thursday for testing after 7 years of design and construction and increasingly aggressive moves by China. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.